Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Rachel Hausman, Development Coordinator for the Northern California Parkinson's Foundation, and Joe Whalen, Moving Day Sacramento Committee Member and Media Chair. Good morning, you two.
Morning, Doug.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Parkinson's Foundation makes life better for people with Parkinson's, and you've got tons of great info on your website, parkinson.org. And closer to home, we've got a fun event coming up. Moving Day Sacramento is coming up Saturday, May 21st at American River College. Tell me all about it.
Thank you so much, Doug, for having us today. Moving Day Sacramento is a 5K walk fundraising event that gives our community the chance to speak up about Parkinson's disease and move others to take action. Moving Day is a movement for change towards more awareness, more funding, and more understanding of a disease that affects so many of our family and friends.
Can you give me some details, Rachel? What's going to happen on the 21st? Say I'm new, I've never been there before. Take me from start to finish.
Moving Day has a 5K walk. First, I should say, Moving Day is Saturday, May 21st. At American River College from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free to attend. Everyone's invited. There is a 5K walk. There's also an option for a 1K if you prefer a shorter walk. There will be a few words from a host introducing a few different members of the Parkinson's community to honor them. And there will also be resource vendors from local Sacramento resources and exercise demonstrations for exercises for Parkinson's.
Sounds like a fun day. How does Moving Day help the PD community?
Yeah, so the funds raised through Moving Day help the Parkinson's Foundation fund cutting-edge research, and they provide expert care for more than 1 million Americans who are living with Parkinson's disease.
Well, what else can you share about Moving Day, and what can our listeners expect on Saturday the 21st?
Moving Day is all about exercise. So for patients with Parkinson's, exercise is not only healthy for them, but it's a vital component to helping them maintain their balance, mobility, and daily living activities. The Parkinson's Foundation has an ongoing research study called the Parkinson's Outcomes Project, which has proven that 2.5 hours of vigorous exercise each week has a significant impact on the quality of life for those with Parkinson's. Regular physical activity is also linked to improved mobility and less cognitive decline. So Moving Day is all about that, all about exercise for people with Parkinson's.
Sounds like it would be good for people without Parkinson's too, right?
Absolutely.
Like me. Yeah, two and a half hours of exercise a week would be a good thing. What are some of the signs? What are some of the first signs of Parkinson's disease?
I can speak to that. My first sign was that I had a tremor, which was misdiagnosed by my GP as a tremor. He called it an essential tremor. And I asked him finally, I said, what can I do as far as seeing a neurologist? And he said, you don't have Parkinson's, you have tremor.
So he was wrong right out of the gate, right?
Yeah, he was. And then I started to notice I had some balance issues, but those didn't hit me right away. And it was more about the tremor because it got embarrassing after a while to eat in public. Front of people because the stuff would be flying all over the place.
Sure.
Doing things like buttoning up my shirt became difficult because it was just small tasks, everyday tasks, was having difficulty with. I finally told them to refer me to a neurologist. Within 5 minutes of the neurologist, he diagnosed that I had Parkinson's.
Wow.
And I was blown away a little bit still. Anyway, so it affects my balance. It affects my voice. My voice isn't as strong as it used to be. I'm taking voice therapy now for that. I'm taking physical conditioning for my Parkinson's, for stretching and doing the exercises. It attacks different parts of people's bodies, but tremor's usually the first sign for most people.
Mm-hmm.
How much has moving day raised through the years?
That is a great question. Moving day across the country has raised around $28 million since its inception about 10 years ago.
Nice. And what's the primary goal of Moving Day? What are you guys hoping to accomplish?
The primary goal is to unite and inspire the Parkinson's community to improve the quality of life for people with Parkinson's and their families.
Hey, Joe, how did you hear about the Parkinson's Foundation, and what's been your experience living with the disease?
My experience with the Parkinson's Foundation began when I first got diagnosed in 2018. I went online and did my research and saw they had a seminar coming up in Sacramento. So I went to the seminar and I found out about Moving Day. While I was there, one of the booths was the Parkinson's Foundation booth. And Parkinson's Foundation put on the seminar for free. They provided a nice lunch. And I got to meet a lot of the community that has Parkinson's disease at the seminar. And so I found it very beneficial in that there's a foundation that has information. They sent me about 3 weeks later in the mail booklets on all the different things that I could expect from Parkinson's. I didn't even know what a gait was until I was had a gait problem.
Right.
The Parkinson's Foundation had a booklet on it, and they have answers to all the various things that happen, the medicines that they're prescribing for it these days. And so Parkinson's Foundation has been tremendous for tremendous resource for my personal disease.
Outstanding. Well, why is Moving Day so important to you and your family, Joe?
Because it brings together your community. It brings together the Parkinson's community. I can talk to other people about their disease and share stories about what we're doing for boxing, for instance. Rocksteady Boxing is really good for it. And then the raising of the funds to continue. It's a nonprofit organization, so they rely a lot on the fundraising. So we're able to fundraise through a meaningful event that takes place for us people with Parkinson's disease.
I remember you telling me a little bit about the boxing last year, Joe. Tell me more about that, brother.
Yeah, Rocksteady Boxing is a franchise throughout the country that you pay a minimal amount to join it, and you learn to box. You don't box with people. You box with people with Parkinson's, but you do exercises with boxing. The movements that you make are good movements for Parkinson's disease, battling it.
Fantastic. Well, what advice do you have for people who've been diagnosed with Parkinson's, Joe?
People who have been diagnosed recently is reach out to the Parkinson's Foundation get with the community of people that, you know, through events like Moving Day and the Revolution event that we do, you can meet people who have the same disease. They become your new friends, and then also, if you have a tremor and you wonder if you have Parkinson's, ask to see a neurologist and get with the neurologist, have him do a DAT scan, not a CAT scan, a DAT scan. It's a scan that emphasizes Parkinson's, and that's the best advice I can give.
Yeah, that's great. If your doctor says, no, it's not Parkinson's, you just say, hey, my buddy Joe said it might be Parkinson's, so let me see a neurologist, yeah. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Through my experience of not seeing a neurologist for 2 or 3 years while I had it was...
Yeah, so your recovery was put back by a couple of years just because your doctor didn't want to send you to a neurologist. That's kind of sad.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Rachel Hausman and Joe Whalen. Moving Day Sacramento is coming up Saturday, May 21st at American River College. You can find the details online at movingdaysacramento.org. What other events do you have on the horizon here in Sacramento, Rachel?
We have one other event coming up on June 11th, and that's our Revolution event. It's a cycling event. It also focuses heavily on movement for Parkinson's. Revolution is an indoor cycling event. It combines passion, determination, and community to generate awareness and advance our mission toward a cure. This year in Sacramento, it's at Team Ride in Midtown on Saturday, June 11th at 11:45.
I think I heard a little bit about this last year. You guys have done this in the past, right?
Yeah, this is, I think it's our second year in Sacramento doing it.
Gotcha. Team Ride in Midtown. And where can I find more information on the Parkinson's Revolution?
Yeah, it's on our website at pdrevolutionsacramento.org.
PD as in Parkinson's disease, revolutionsacramento.org.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like a fun event. Absolutely. Now, is there any limitations? Are there any limitations? Who gets to take part in Parkinson's Revolution?
Yeah, this one is ages 16 and up only. For Moving Day, it's all ages. Anyone can attend, but Revolution, we do have that 16 and up age requirement. If anybody wants to participate from home, if they have a bike at home, we are also doing a live ride on Zoom and also on the Peloton app on the same day, June 11th.
Nice. That sounds like a fun time. Okay, June 11th, it's Parkinson's Revolution. That website again, pdrevolutionsacramento.org. How can our listeners find out more about resources from the Parkinson's Foundation?
We have lots of resources for free online, some of which Joe was mentioning, at parkinson.org. That includes some free books, a hospital preparedness kit, and a free helpline that anyone can call with questions.
Yep.
All right, you two. We're early on a Sunday morning. In case someone's just joining us, pour in our first cup of coffee. Let's talk about Moving Day Sacramento. It's coming up Saturday, May 21st at American River College. Tell me all about it.
So Moving Day Sacramento is a 5K walk fundraising event that gives our community the chance to speak up about Parkinson's disease and to take action. It's on, as you mentioned, Saturday, May 21st at American River College from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And if I haven't been before, walk me through it. What can I expect from the time I show up to the time we're done?
So Moving Day includes a 5K walk. It also is, there's also an option to do a 1K walk if you'd prefer that. There are local resource vendors. There's a few words honoring different people in the Parkinson's community. And there are exercise demonstrations from local instructors who teach exercises for Parkinson's.
How does Moving Day help the PD community?
So the funds raised for Moving Day help the Parkinson's Foundation fund cutting-edge research and provide expert care for the more than 1 million Americans who are living with Parkinson's disease.
And what are some of the first signs of Parkinson's?
First signs of Parkinson's disease are tremors. Again, I started with tremors, the essential tremor. And then your balance gets a little crazy. I used to have great balance. I have terrible balance now.
Mm-hmm.
I walk with a cane. And then also things like your memory, it takes a hit. It's a neurological disease. I said that wrong again. It's a neurology. I'm having a hell of a time.
Neurological?
It's a neurological disease. So it affects your smell, your taste, and it's very frustrating with the tremors because just simple tasks like eating become difficult in front of people, find food flying all over the place, and buttoning my buttons in the morning is difficult. It's just, it's a frustration disease.
Yeah, and part of the frustration, you mentioned when you were initially having problems, your doctor didn't think you had Parkinson's, and so he wouldn't send you to a neurologist, right?
Right, yeah, he told me, he says, that's not what you have. You have essential tremors. And it turned out that I had Parkinson's within 5 minutes of meeting with my neurologist at Sutter. He told me that I had the Parkinson's disease, and I was floored by it. I went home, and I researched the disease online. And I found the Parkinson's Foundation was having a seminar that weekend and decided that I was going to go to that. And I met with a bunch of people with Parkinson's disease. We were able to exchange information on what medications we were using and,
right,
and exercise programs and so forth.
Well, that's especially disappointing for you because your doctor's misdiagnosis set you back 2 years before you could start battling Parkinson's. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, yes. I advise anyone that I see even tremoring a little bit that they should go see a neurologist and have a DAT scan, not a CAT scan, a DAT scan, DAT. And that confirmed that I had Parkinson's.
So yeah, just don't take no for an answer from your doctor.
Nope, you have to be a self-advocate these days, you know, when it comes to your health.
Right. Well, Joe, why is Moving Day so important for you and your family?
It's important to me because I get together with the community, the people I meet, new people who have Parkinson's disease. And I find out that, you know, we share information. Also, because of the money that's raised from it, the Parkinson's Foundation is a nonprofit organization, so it relies on donations. And so we raise about $85,000 in our chapter. It goes directly towards Parkinson's research, patient support and development, and it's a key event, a fundraiser that brings our community together.
Fantastic. Well, what's the primary goal of Moving Day? What are you guys hoping to accomplish on Saturday, May 21st at American River College?
Yeah, the goal of Moving Day, just like Joe was saying, is to unite and inspire the community to improve the quality of life for people with Parkinson's and their families.
Joe, what advice do you have for people who have been recently diagnosed with Parkinson's?
Get get a Parkinson Foundation contact in our area, go to Parkinson's Foundation online, contact Parkinson's Foundation. They will send you a starter kit that includes information on subjects like tremors and what exercise and all the different booklets and pamphlets on each one of the symptoms. There's several different symptoms with Parkinson's, but tremor is the biggest one. And then start participating with the Parkinson's Foundation on their events.
Great.
If you're able, physically able to.
Yeah, and speaking of which, you've got one coming up, the Parkinson's Revolution. Let's talk a little bit about that one, Rachel.
Sure. So Parkinson's Revolution is an indoor cycling experience. It also generates awareness and advances our mission toward a cure for Parkinson's. This year, it's on Saturday, June 11th. In Sacramento, it's at Team Ride Midtown at 11:45 a.m. We also have an option to ride from home if you choose on Zoom or on the Peloton app. This is also on June 11th.
Is there any way I can do the ride from my couch? No, I'm just kidding. All right, you two. We're running out of time, but before we go, let's give a recap on Moving Day Sacramento on Saturday, May 21st. What can we expect at American River College, you guys?
Sure. Moving Day Sacramento is a day to unite people with Parkinson's and their families and caregivers. It's at American River College on Saturday, May 21st from 9 to 12. You can expect a 5K walk, some movement exercise demonstrations, and some local resource vendors.
Outstanding. Joe, what do you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Just it's a great event to meet people from the Parkinson's that are living with Parkinson's disease. If you've been recently diagnosed or know somebody that's been recently diagnosed, good chance to meet people that have had it for a number of years. Have great advice to give you. Have a lot of fun with the walk and just start being an advocate for Parkinson's.
Well, thank you both so much for your time this morning. Rachel Hausman, Development Coordinator for the Northern California Parkinson's Foundation, and Joe Whalen, Moving Day Sacramento Committee Member and Media Chair. Moving Day Sacramento, Saturday, May 21st at American River College. Go to movingdaysacramento.org for all the details. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy Mother's Day, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.